This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This week has been, if you've been paying attention, kind of a central bank rate hike palooza. The Fed here yesterday, of course, we told you about that. The Bank of England, central banks in Sweden, Switzerland, and Norway, everybody is raising rates. The European Central Bank almost surely will when it meets in a couple of weeks. The notable exception, though, is the Bank of Japan. It has decided to keep its rates near zero, and it says it expects that to be the case for some time to come. Japan is dealing with inflation just like everybody else, yes, but as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, the BOJ's got more than rising prices on its mind.
Compared to the dollar, the yen's value has fallen by more than 20% this year. That's in large part because the Bank of Japan has kept interest rates low, while the Federal Reserve has been raising them. And that makes Japanese government bonds less attractive to investors.
So they sell Japanese yen and buy U.S. dollars, so that leads to the yen's depreciation.
Sayarishi Rai is an economics professor at Keio University in Tokyo and a former member of the Bank of Japan's policy board. She says the bank is keeping interest rates low to prop up Japan's economy after the pandemic by helping people with mortgages and business loans.
There are still many small and medium enterprises that are suffering, and so they need to borrow money from commercial banks. So if the interest rate starts to go up, that's very bad for them.
A weak yen can be a good thing, especially for Japanese manufacturers, since it makes their exports cheaper. But Takatoshi Ito, an economics professor at Columbia, says Japanese exports have been slow. Meanwhile, the weak yen is making imports more expensive for Japanese consumers.
So the benefit seems to be less than before, while the costs from the imported inflation, especially energy and food, seems to be high.
The Japanese government is trying to boost its currency by buying yen and selling off reserves of other currencies. But Christopher Vecchio at Daily FX says Japan can only do that for so long.
As those FX reserves wind down, they have less ammunition moving forward to try to prop up the value of the yen, plain and simple.
And as the Fed keeps hiking interest rates, it'll be even harder for Japan to prop up the yen. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.